It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's hear you. Welcome tonight's guest. He's got more money than the Tooth Fairy. Host of Kudlow on Fox Business, Larry Kudlow. She knows political campaigns like I know varicose veins. My legs are a roadmap. Republican strategist Aaron Perini. His name is Die, which is ironic because he kills. Comedian Jeff Dye. It's like they always say, you can take the girl out of Detroit, but you'll probably get arrested for kidnapping. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. Larry, I know you're probably still basking in the brilliance of that monologue.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
It was on target. Much money chasing too few goods.
Well, let me ask you this, okay? I think I could be an economist. My theory is, can't you just print more money? Because let's say it costs 10 bucks for a carton of eggs, and then it becomes 10 bucks per egg. Just raise everyone's salary and print more money. You could do this forever, and then you just have an equilibrium. Can you do that?
It kind of was okay, more or less, before the equilibrium part.
Yeah.
You have to walk through that for me. Yes. There is a statute of limitation on these things.
Yes.
And by the way, part of it's politics.
Mm-hmm.
So people are very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're unhappy with inflation, mm-hmm. and they're unhappy with high interest rates, and they're unhappy with what looks to be a pending recession. And it may be a difficult recession. I don't like to say that. I like to be the optimist.
Yeah.
But right now, the tea leaves are now looking good.
Mm.
Even the tea is very, very expensive.
That is true. I stopped drinking tea.
Yeah.
That's just straight gin. Are we going to have a really bad recession as bad as the 70s?
It is possible. But some of it depends on, you know, whether budget restraint kicks back in, whether the federal government stops attacking businesses or oil and gas, whether Joe Biden can figure out, you know, that Hummer he was in didn't even qualify for his own electric vehicle tax credit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, really.
Yeah, Joe, just let Hunter deal with the Hummers.
Yes.
I don't know what you're. He likes big cars. Jesus. And all right, Aaron. What's up with the eggs?
There's a number of things. There was an avian flu outbreak, right? We had to kill a lot of chickens. Mm. The price of eggs have gone up substantially.
We had to choke a lot of chickens.
Well, this audience tonight. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. That's my last sexual innuendo for this moment.
That's right.
We did choke a lot of chickens.
Yeah, we did.
A long pandemic.
Also, inflation is a direct result of the failure of the Biden agenda and the Biden economy, right? And he talks about how Ukraine and the war is part of the reason that costs are going up. That's also a direct result of Joe Biden's geopolitical failures, right? If he hadn't capitulated to Putin on Nord Stream 2 and gifted him a pipeline to be able to circumvent Ukraine, we likely wouldn't have a war. We likely wouldn't be having him be able to use that as an excuse for inflation, although we know the outrageous spending we saw in D.C. is a direct reflection of the inflation the American people are facing. And that's why no one trusts government. Inflation's a problem. Immigration's a problem. And it's the result of Democrat policies in D.C.
All right. Jeff, welcome back to the program. I know that you were on the show that got bumped during the hurricane.
Yeah, my friends didn't even believe me.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, I'm going to be on tonight. They're like, no, we didn't see you.
Yes, exactly. I hope that doesn't happen again, although the weather does look very bad. So this probably won't air again.
Yeah.
And you'll never see the light of TV.
My friends will just remain believing I'm a liar.
What do you make of the chicken situation? Have you been thinking about this? Have you noticed when you have your brunch?
No. I'm a single 40-year-old man. You could tell me eggs were $1,000. I'd be like, that checks out, right? I don't know. It's a lot of cereal and bagel bites in my... It's like a single dad's Thanksgiving at my house.
Yes, but without the kids.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, maybe you guys should consider what California's doing. Our politicians are very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't worry about this inflation stuff. We don't worry how much eggs cost. You can steal it and then take it out of the store and no one will do anything about it.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't get you. Just steal it.
That is true. What? We're suckers for complaining about the price of eggs. Yeah. We should just take them.
Jack them, dude.
And they're not locked up.
Yeah.
The eggs are not locked up. You could just go and, you know what, just grab one if you want.
Yeah, what, are they going to enforce stealing?
No, yeah, exactly. Dude, no one's going to want to chase you over an egg.
Yeah, they're busy with COVID stuff.
Okay, that's so weak. That is so busy. Egg looting.
Yeah.
Ah, you know what? We really blew it tonight. We could have done an egg looting skit.
Next time.
Next
time.
When I'm back. Yeah, this problem isn't going away. Much like you, Kat.
What's going on here?
That was a compliment. So, you, obviously, as a libertarian, find this spending to be insane. It really is theft when you think about it because, like, for example.
You don't have to think about it that hard.
Yeah.
I make money, they take it.
Yes.
That's stealing.
But inflation is this other beast that takes it too.
Yeah.
And yet people don't think about it because they don't see it. I had somebody ask me what inflation was. And I said, Kilmeade. You have to like get it together. You're on a morning talk show. I know it doesn't matter. It's Fox and Friends. But you see my point. Like people don't see inflation until it's too late.
Right. And you're right. The entire time we're saying, hey, we're spending kind of a lot of money here. You know, they say we're evil people. We want everyone to sick and die when get sick and die. Mm-hmm. When in reality, there are very few people I want to get sick and die.
Yes.
Probably no one.
Well,
a few.
One on this panel.
A few. But this whole article, like how bad are things that people are like the solution is buying a bunch of chickens?
Yeah.
How do you get there?
Yeah.
Like the article was like, and then people realize it's harder than you thought. Who thought it would be easy?
Yeah.
And also like, congrats on having a yard.
Yeah, I know. Throw that in our face.
Yeah, like if I wanted to set up a chicken coop, I would have nowhere to do it.
Yeah, that you should though in your apartment. That would be hilarious. Because yeah. You have a cat and a dog and you can have a little chicken.
Yeah, I just, they're like, it's not, you're not, they're not saving any money by raising the chicken.
How many eggs does a chicken produce? Does it?
Not a lot in the cold weather.
Millions?
I don't know.
What's a chicken?
I think it's like millions.
Is it a free-range chicken?
I don't know. No, it's how can you have a free-range chicken in an apartment, Larry?
Oh, that just means the
it's not caged.
The cage is just an inch longer.
Wouldn't it be funny if we find out that they love cages?
Yeah.
We've been wrong the whole time. Been wrong the whole time about cages.
But the trick is, this could have been so easily avoided.
You know? How so?
There's a lot of pain that's going to happen here, mm-hmm. and people are furious at Washington in general, Biden in particular. Look, go back to your first thing. Too much money chasing too few goods. Okay,
yeah.
You're right. What if you produced more? What if you created lower taxes for a change? Mm-hmm. What if you produced more goods and services for a change? What if you grew the economy and had a genuine prosperity? You wouldn't worry about inflation. It would go away, which is what it's supposed to do. That's the trouble. The country is stagnant. It hasn't grown in 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's not good. It could have been avoided.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, well.
And I have a way to get rid of it.
What? How?
The guy in the White House?
Yeah.
Send him packing.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Tickets for the big game are skyrocketing as demand prices out all but the wealthiest bidders. My ticket was so expensive, I had to rescind my pledge to the March of Dimes. I know. Next year. But thanks in part to online resellers, the world's uber rich are gobbling up all the seats. Sounds delicious. Yeah, the rich are eating up all the tickets while telling us to eat up all the crickets. Of course, something's only worth what people are willing to pay, right? That's why News Nation pays Chris Cuomo in compliments. But now it's bonkers. Some tickets are going up to 33 grand. It's chump change for me, but a life-saving operation for that orphan who claims he's my son. Even the cheapest seat on sites like StubHub or SeatGeek will cost you over $4,500. And that's just for a seat in the men's room. Third stall from the right on the mezzanine. Tap twice. So as the game looms closer, the disparity between the ruling class and average Americans couldn't be farther apart if it were the gap in Michael Strahan's teeth. Obviously, regular folks can't afford to attend the Super Bowl, Luckily, I'll be going, but my riders will be watching through a window outside Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. Aaron, isn't it seem weird that, like, all the fans really can't afford to see the game, and the people who goes to see the games are just rich people? Doesn't that bother you? And am I sounding like a Marxist?
Well, I won't comment on the Marxist thing, but this is a first-class problem I don't have to worry about because the Buffalo Bills just completely collapsed at the end of the season and they don't get to go to the Super Bowl. I would gladly pay thousands of dollars to watch the Buffalo Bills if they ever made it to a Super Bowl once in my life. Mm. But the NFL had a debacle in 2015 when it came to tickets and resellers and people being able to, these brokers being able to sell tickets and then the tickets not being available. So they had to try and coalesce the ability to sell these tickets. The NFL has made themselves an incredibly profitable market when it comes to not only games, but viewership. 53 million people watched the AFC Championship, and that was a terrible game and terribly officiated. Mm-hmm. So now they have to be able to keep the control of their product to make sure they can maintain the growing value, right? You saw cap space go up this year when it comes to NFL players and teams being able to buy more talent. They have to be able to fund that some way, and being able to sell Super Bowl tickets is that way. And if the Buffalo Bills ever in my lifetime go, I will auction off anything I can to be able to buy a ticket and watch them play and maybe hopefully someday win.
I wish I cared as much about anything as you care about the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It's amazing. We got a chick on the show who knows football. It's like a unicorn.
Well, you know, there's what, you know, I try to,
would say.
I try to remove myself from deeply caring about politics since it is my profession. So I just put all of that rage and angst into my football team collapsing so epically versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And I was in Orchard Park for the game, and as you can tell, still deeply angry about it.
Kat,
the Bengals are the ones with the orange pants.
Yeah, they're like, you would like the Buffalo Bills.
I'm a sports gal, too.
That's right.
Kat, you would love the Buffalo Bills because they're named after the killer in Silence of the Lambs.
Nope, that's not true.
Yes,
they also
it is.
Throw each other through tables before the game.
Pretty
we
cool. do that.
Yes.
Like pro wrestling.
We sure do.
I actually would love to go to this Super Bowl.
Why?
Because it's in Arizona and I wouldn't be cold.
That is true.
Football is like boring,
indoor stadium.
Boring and cold. Yeah, but the indoor, cold. Yeah, it's always
next year
cold
it's in
inside.
Vegas too.
Larry's going to explode right now. He wants to defend the market.
The stadium seats 73,000 people.
Yes, that's right. So
every seat will be filled.
Exactly. We have 73 rich people.
Supply and demand.
I know.
You were off to a good start in this show, and you were describing all these economic factors.
Okay.
You need to stay with it.
Okay. Let me paint a picture for you. A normal game. Do you like a team? Do you have a favorite team?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite team?
Is it the Buffalo
Giants?
All right, so you're a Giants fan.
I'm
you go
crazed.
To a Giants. All right, stop it. Stop applauding to him.
He likes the Chicago Black Sox.
Well, I had a piece of that too.
But no, okay, so get this. You're at a Giants game. What's it like? It's alive. It's chaotic. There's fights. There's people screaming. Why? Because there are fans there, right? There are fans. You go and you watch the Super Bowl, and it's like people, like, they've got their sushi. They got their plate of sushi. And they're all, like, polite, and they're all in their boxes. Oh, look, there's Taylor Swift, and she's with, you know, Donny Osmond. And I'm like, and I'm at home, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan, but I'm not there. That upsets me, Mr. Moneybags.
Man, that was a tough one. I sat through that
Mr.
quietly.
Mr. Moneybags. Change the name of your show to that.
Yes. Just, you know, we left Adam Smith in Scotland in that binary discussion we had. Yeah. He was the guy who invented supply and demand.
Right.
I don't know why you're so hot and bothered about this. It's just a couple of bucks to see a football game. A
couple of bucks to you, $4,400.
Oh, heck.
Larry, be like me. I'm on the street, man. I know what's going down.
Yeah.
You know, you've just, like, become such a different person.
I love that this article was like, it's a far cry from the average $12 would have cost in 1967. Like, I could have bought a lot of things in 1967, like a home.
Yes, you could. That's a perfect analogy. You can't afford a home, and the Super Bowl ticket is worth a home.
The free market works.
Oh, yeah.
It's like those chickens you were talking about earlier.
They all deserve to die, those chickens.
I shouldn't have said
Can
that.
We get I'm back sorry. To the trans rapist conversation? Listen, I got some thoughts. Got some ideas. No, I'm just kidding.
What if you identify as a wealthy person?
Yeah.
And that.
Let me in. Yeah. No, I'll say this. It's still free on TV, right? What are you crying about?
Yeah, but you know what?
That's the deal.
Yeah, man.
For you.
Yeah.
Very pragmatic.
Also,
good head thing. On his shoulder.
Things cost money. Why does everyone think they deserve the things that aren't? Like, can you believe my poor kids, because I have no job, can't get Jordans? Yeah, they're expensive.
Who said there's no such thing as a free lunch?
Exactly. Adam Smith.
Milton Friedman.
Oh,
everybody knows.
Well, you failed that test.
Milton, don't call me Adam Smith Friedman. Do your homework.
They get so pissed off when you confuse them.
People in the Gilded Age would have loved this NFL championship.
Well, you know what? I just think it's going to get, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's just, to me, it's crazy. But you're obviously, on the whole, it's a necessary evil, right? It's part of capitalism.
It is wonderful.
It's
supply
great.
And demand. Yeah. You were so keen on it 20 minutes ago.
I was.
The price is it's amazing. Next year.
I think you're accusing me of being very superficial, which he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very right. Like, I'll just change my mind. Yeah. I might actually change my mind in the break.
You just have to get the inflation.
He'll be at
rate.
The Super Bowl. He's just talking about how he's rich.
Get the inflation.
He's one of us, dude.
All right. Are we done here? Do you want anything else? I can't remember if I talked to you about this.
I'm having
she
a
said,
good
She said the Bengals,
day.
Orange pants.
Yeah, yes, that's right. That's
the Bengals
right.
have she orange pants and it's cold.
Yes.
All right.
I've never been to Arizona in February. It's very cold there, too.
It's a beautiful place. We're out of time. Thanks to Aaron Perini, Larry Kudlow, Jeff Dye, Captain, our studio audience, Fox News, and that one dreamy Trace Gallagher. So that's I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.